Now just sit right there till we're finished with the show.
Good day, Yap Sheep listeners. Today we will be talking about some talented new people. Talented new people? Like what kind of stuff, Tracy?
Well, we'll be hearing some good commentaries and rapping and
rapping?
All different sorts of things.
Sounds like fun.
First off, we have from another whole country, a man named Nick Donnelly. Take it away, Nick.
The song is called Mama. Mama, please don't cry. Yeah. Mama, I pray to God that you won't die. Your mama, I understand how you feel. I know life seems short when you never show love to the ones you gave birth to. I know right now life is hurting you, but just hold on. Trust in the Lord, he hear you for sure. The time is hectic, the time is only what we got to save our soul. So mama, don't cry, and we'll both meet up in the sky. But we're stuck, this is real, but with faith in God, we all will prevail. Mama, please don't cry. Yeah.
That was absolutely incredible. Thank you. I think our sheep are really excited too.
Sheep?
We were actually shooting this live from a coat check room in the Bouillet's house. That's also where they keep the sheep here. One of our cats here actually has a Band-Aid on her head, and it's a big mystery how that happened. Tracy, you want to tell us what happened with your head there?
Well, my sister threw a brush at me, and she got me in the forehead, and it's cut by the eyebrow.
So was she like, oh, here, Tracy, catch this brush?
No, it was more of a whipping.
Oh, okay. Well, we will pray. That's why we pray for you. That's why we pray for you.
Well, isn't that intense? Did it hurt?
Just a wee bit. You know, just a little bit.
What were you doing to provoke her to, you know, throw it at you?
Nothing, really. I mean, I'm sure I said something that maybe got her a little angry, but yeah.
Good thing it didn't hit your eyeball.
We still have a good scar from it.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
And not a scar on your
eye. Hopefully. I want a scar.
I have scars.
We are actually going to talk about employment.
Employment.
And here's why. Because we've got a lot of youth in the room. We have actually a mixed age group, but the majority in this room are younger and will be entering the employment field sooner than we know it. Some of you all are going to be driving soon, and you may have to pay for that gas. What I actually compiled here is something called the 10 Reasons Why People Lose Their Jobs. And I know some of you don't even have jobs yet. You're in your teens. Some of us are older than that. But the 10 reasons why people lose their jobs, this was actually given to me at an employment fair, and it was given to me by someone from the Chicago Public School System. It's not credited, so we don't know who actually wrote this. But what really struck me about this is that the 10 reasons why people lose their jobs actually relate very much to how people become unspiritual. And we're going to see the relation here right here. Number one of the 10 reasons why people lose their jobs: coming to work late or leaving early. Can you see how that can relate to a spiritual thing?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, well, you know, when you come to church late or you leave really early, you don't build those relationships, forge those friendships, and then it's really hard to be spiritual, Joe.
That is totally true. Number two, taking too many breaks or staying too long on your breaks. If you take a spiritual break from God, it's going to hurt you. Number three, being dishonest or stealing. The next one, missing too many days from work. If you're missing too many days spiritually.
Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, Joe.
Amen. First principles class. That's great. That's, of course, our class that we train to be fully equipped. Number five, not following company rules. If we're not following God's rules in the Bible, that's going to be a problem, right? We need to be following God's rules in the Bible. Number six, not getting along well with others. Yeah, are you guys getting along well with others?
Haven't thrown a hairbrush lately.
That's important. Spiritually, if you're not trying to really love up on one another, you're not going to be getting along well. That could be a problem. Seven, not doing their fair share of the work.
Yeah,
that's a big one, right?
Idleness.
You can't be lazy.
Yeah.
That's right. As a Christian, you cannot be lazy.
If he shall not work, he shall not eat.
Then, of course, not willing to train for the job. If you're not willing to train for the job, that's going to be a problem, right? That, and we all went through the first principles class, of course, the elementary teachings of the faith. We all went through that. If you're not willing to train in that, you're not going to be ready spiritually. And then, of course, doing messy.
or incomplete work. The last one, being too slow or not trying to improve. Top 10 reasons why people lose their jobs.
Well, that was awesome, Joe.
It's very insightful.
Yeah, that word.
Yes, I can see how that's insightful.
You want to tell us how, Brittany?
Well, I can see how that relates to the spiritual sense, because for those same reasons, I think that people can become lukewarm and, you know, they don't get along with others, and which goes along with relationships, and they don't follow company rules, you know, don't keep their doctrine, and I think that...
And, of course, we're doing this show live from a cult room, so you may hear people come in and say, we need a cult, guys, please. And that is totally fine, because we're doing it from a cult room.
That was my mother.
Yes, that's great. And Maria actually recently was in a show just a few days ago, and she sang this song, something about Joshua and Jericho. She doesn't want to sing it, so I'm going to try to sing it.
Oh, wow.
Unless she wants to sing it.
No, take it away.
Well, I'm going to actually do her singing it like as if I was her. She was washing dishes the other day, doing a good job of it, I might add.
Wow.
And she was singing, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. And it was awesome. And she did a great job in the singing thing. What was that called?
I need my jacket.
Okay, as yet again, more proof that we are doing this show from a coat room.
Yes.
Yes. So, of course, another show is going to be coming soon. Stay tuned for more shows of Yap Sheep. And, of course, as always, Yap Sheep is brought to you faithfully by our sponsor, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bye. And signing off for Yap Sheep, this is Joe Cipetta.
Maria Cipetta.
Tracy
Gilbrack.
Nicholas Thoma.
Ashley Pearson.
And on guitar we had Seth Drew.
And Brittany left us for a moment.
Yes, because she was probably checking codes.
I'm the substitute sheep. I'm Luke Cipetta.
Amen. Thank you all.
Bye.